Many blessings to you all, and welcome to your journey in faith with the Reverend Dr. Amos Jewachong. Our text for reflection is Proverbs 24 to 17. Proverbs chapter 20, verse 4 to 17. Those too lazy to plow in the right season will have no food at the harvest. Though good advice lies deep within the heart, a person with understanding will draw it out. Many will say they are loyal friends, but who can find one who is truly reliable? The godly walk with integrity. Blessed are their children who follow them. When a king sits in judgment, he weighs all the evidence, distinguishing the bad from the good. Who can say, I have cleansed my heart, I am pure and free from sin? False weights and unequal measures. The Lord detests double standards of every kind. Even children are known by the way they act, whether their conduct is pure and whether it is right. Ears to hear and eyes to see, both are gifts from the Lord. If you love sleep, you will end in poverty. Keep your eyes open, and there will be plenty to eat. The buyer haggles over the price, saying, it's worthless, then brags about getting a bargain. Wise words are more valuable than much gold and many rubies. Get security from someone who guarantees a stranger's debt. Get a deposit if he does it for foreigners. Stolen bread tastes sweet, but it turns to gravel in the mouth. Think with me on the theme, living with integrity and diligence. Living with integrity and diligence. Proverbs 24 to 17 offers a rich tapestry of wisdom, addressing themes of diligence, integrity, and the consequences of our actions. These verses remind us of the importance of living a life that honors God through hard work, honesty, and justice. The sluggard who avoids work faces scarcity, while the person who understands the depths of wisdom will draw out purpose and direction. As Christians, we are called to be diligent in our work and in seeking God's wisdom. True loyalty and integrity are emphasized in this passage. Many may claim to be loyal, but true loyalty is rare and precious. Integrity not only blesses the individual, but also has a generational impact, setting an example for one's children. Leaders are called to discern right from wrong, recognizing their own fallibility and need for God's grace. Dishonesty in any form is detestable to God, calling us to uphold truth and fairness in all dealings. Our actions, regardless of age, reveal our character. Purity and uprightness in conduct are indicators of a heart aligned with God's will. God has given us the senses to perceive and understand His creation and His will. We are reminded to be vigilant and proactive, avoiding laziness which leads to poverty. These verses address the duplicity often found in transactions, warning against deceit. They also affirm the superior value of wisdom over material wealth. The passage warns of the consequences of rash decisions and deceit. While dishonesty may bring temporary satisfaction, it ultimately leads to regret and bitterness. My dear friends, in today's fast-paced and often ethically ambiguous world, The principles from Proverbs 24 to 17 remain profoundly relevant. We are constantly tempted to take shortcuts, whether in our work, relationships, or business dealings. This scripture calls us back to the foundational values of diligence, integrity, and honesty. It reminds us that true success and fulfillment come from living in accordance with God's wisdom and maintaining a character that reflects His righteousness. There are two questions for reflection. Number one, in what areas of your life can you practice greater diligence to avoid the pitfalls of laziness? Number two, how can you ensure that your actions, both in public and private, reflect integrity and honesty? Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for your word that guides us in living lives of integrity and diligence. Help us to embrace hard work and reject laziness, to seek your wisdom in all our decisions, and to live honestly in all our dealings. May our lives reflect your righteousness, and may we be known for our integrity and loyalty. Guide us, Lord, to walk in your ways and to honor you in everything we do. In the name of Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, we pray. Amen. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be and abide with us all, now and forevermore. Amen.